In the winter, snowshoes are the best way to navigate this undeveloped wooded land between Monaco and Pelican Lake in Oneida County. The simple forest roads that do exist are snow-covered and unplowed. In late January, Badger Minerals, a Michigan-based subsidiary of a Canadian company, announced plans to drill several holes on this tract, seeking to learn more about minerals under the snowy surface. Here's a simple wooden stake in the middle of the woods with fluorescent streamers marked DB01. That's the same code, and in the same place, as on the notice of intent filed by the company, marking one of the locations it plans to drill. That notice of intent suggests the holes would be drilled to an average depth of about 400 feet. If it happens, it would be the first mining-related exploratory drilling in Oneida County since at least the 1980s, and the first in Wisconsin in 8 years. Badger Minerals declined an interview for this story, but in a response to my written questions, consultant Tracy Benzel told me a partner, Great Lakes Exploration, started evaluating data on the site in 2016. It's called the Shepke Site for the town in which it lies, and it's part of a band of buried volcanic rock created about 1.8 billion years ago. That band extends from the Upper Peninsula to western Wisconsin, roughly along the Highway 8 corridor, said Ann Kipper, a DNR Deputy Division Administrator and mining expert.
So this band of mineralization contains sulfide minerals like zinc, copper, lead, silver, and gold in various concentrations across this widespread area.
It's the same band that produced 181,000 tons of copper, as well as gold and silver, at the now-closed Flambeau mine in Ladysmith. The Shepke site has been explored before. The mining company Noranda drilled here in the 1970s, but Badger Minerals representative Tracy Benzel said little is known of that work. However, he called the presence of mineralization in the cores that survived encouraging. Badger Minerals proposes to drill 10 holes to learn more about what's below. That drilling process requires water.
As Stockley Creek flows through the forest, it's only a few feet wide, and on this day, it's frozen. Where I'm standing, it crosses under a simple forest road, only accessible by foot or snowmobile in the winter. This is one of two places the company is proposing to draw water from to use in the drilling operations.
But the company doesn't have the green light for drilling just yet. It's been granted a state license, but the DNR's Kipper said the agency needs more information on things like water withdrawal, usage, and stormwater before Badger Minerals can act. At the same time, her department is working on implementing an overhaul of the state's metallic mining law, which was enacted by Republicans in 2018.
There were all kinds of things that got changed, and now we're rewriting the mining rules so that they incorporate the changes to the mining law and also modernize the rules because they're pretty old.
This proposal is just for drilling. Any potential mine is still a long way off under the new system.
In a general sense, I think it is easier to get a mining permit, but it's still very difficult to get a mining permit. There's a lot of work that has to go into showing the methods of operation and that they will not be detrimental to the environment.
Before drilling even starts, Badger Minerals also needs a county permit.
Yes, Ordinance Amendment 10 of 2018.
Oneida County just rewrote its mining code as well.
This is the first exploration permit in Oneida County underneath 9.61, our ordinance. And so it is a learning curve for them and it's a learning curve for us.
In a way, Oneida County Planning and Development Director Carl Jenrich is starting from scratch as Badger Minerals goes through the permitting process.
They wanted to even get the form for us, from us, for the exploration permit. We haven't even developed it yet. So I did develop it with the help of Corporation Council.
The County Planning Committee will review the application once it's complete. We don't even know if drilling will be approved, and we don't know what form a potential mine would take. Benzel of Badger Minerals said he doesn't have enough knowledge to comment on whether it would be an open pit mine, but John Coleman has a guess.
If the main deposit is at 400 feet depth, then I think the only feasible thing would be an open pit mine. But, you know, at this point, we don't know that.
Coleman is the environmental section leader for the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. If an open pit mine were dug where drilling is now proposed, it could be within a few thousand feet of the iconic Wolf River.
The Wolf River is an important resource for our member tribes. It has wild rice there immediately adjacent to the exploration.
Tribes also harvest walleye in nearby waters. The site is within 5 miles of the Sacagan Chippewa Reservation in Mole Lake, and the Menominee Indian Reservation lies downstream on the Wolf River.
That gives them a very strong vested interest in those resources being healthy and sustainable.
Menominee Environmental Program Coordinator Doug Cox told me the tribe is monitoring the situation closely with potential concerns. Company representative Tracy Benzel told me any metallic mine would be an economic boon to the Wisconsinites involved, but would also provide the state with environmental pride, knowing metals are locally sourced. Meanwhile, Benzel said everyone should demand thorough and environmentally sound mining regulation. If the proposed drilling leads to mining, it'll be far from immediate. Even if everything goes right, Benzel said it would be at least 10 years away. Even that's a big if, said Ann Kipper at DNR.
Exploration drilling is very, very early on in the process and does not mean that there will be a mine.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Oneida County.